One of the most fascinating stories in global finance right now is El Salvador's Bitcoin program.
It is fascinating and also a very serious case study. The country adopted Bitcoin as legal tender and has promoted it for financial inclusion, remittances, and investment.
That makes it feel bold, even exciting. But the big question underneath all of that is, how is the government funding its growing official Bitcoin holdings?
That is the central issue. The International Monetary Fund confirmed that all Bitcoin added to El Salvador's official holdings since June 2025 came from private donations, not public funds.
That is a really important clarification. It directly addresses concerns that taxpayer money was being used to buy a volatile asset.
Exactly. The source of funding matters for public trust, fiscal responsibility, and market perception.
If a government uses public reserves to accumulate Bitcoin, citizens and investors may naturally view the policy as a financial risk.
Yes. But if private donors fund the purchases, the fiscal burden on the state is reduced, and the policy can be framed more as an externally supported experiment than a direct use of the national budget.
That distinction matters emotionally, too, because it changes how people see whether their own money is at stake.
It does. The IMF's confirmation helps strengthen El Salvador's position by showing that recent additions to its Bitcoin treasury were not funded through the state budget.
Still, that does not remove all criticism. The government still has to manage those assets responsibly, and donors may have their own motivations.
That is true. However, it removes one major line of attack. The claim that the government has been spending public money to expand its Bitcoin holdings during this period.
Transparency is the key issue here.
El Salvador's Bitcoin strategy has been bold, but boldness can be seen as reckless if the public cannot understand how the program is financed and managed.
The IMF statement adds credibility because it comes from an international institution rather than only from the government.
That institutional clarity can help markets and policymakers form a more stable view of the country's financial practices.
And the broader context matters as well. Several countries are exploring digital assets through sovereign funds, regulation, or payment systems.
But El Salvador's approach is more direct because Bitcoin is embedded in its legal and financial system.
That makes the country both a useful example and a potential cautionary tale.
If managed carefully, it could provide lessons for other governments. If managed poorly, it could show how public policy can conflict with volatile markets.
The next phase for El Salvador will depend on continued transparency.
The country needs clear disclosures about how new holdings are acquired, how they are valued, and how they are governed.
It also needs public communication that explains both the opportunities and risks of holding Bitcoin at the state level.
A long-term strategy is essential so Bitcoin is seen as part of the broader economy, not just a political headline.
The main takeaway is that the IMF's confirmation gives El Salvador's Bitcoin program a clearer fiscal footing.
It shows that recent holdings were funded by private donations rather than public money.
That improves the program's defensibility and may help rebuild confidence.
But long-term credibility will depend on whether El Salvador maintains consistent transparency, strong governance, and a disciplined approach over time.